the whole fucking logo while I'm at it.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Get me at the right moment. I got the magic touch, but if you don't get me at the wrong moment, I'm just a crabby old man. Just like
you're a pragmatic pragmatist.
I'm a pragmatic. Yes, I'm a militant hippie, as my ex-wife used to say. I didn't do it. I think I saw a deer high on cocaine. He's going that way.
Women's fantasies and wild desires.
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm super horny.
Oh, yeah, I bet you. I'll take that big cock out, start smacking it.
Home Depot's President's Day sale is starting tomorrow. Don't go to Lowe's. They'll molest you. Lowe's killed your grandmother. Come to Home Depot.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Why not? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed. You heard it here last. Settle down, because I'm a bit of a hero, and I wanted you to know that.
Okay.
I went from zero to hero the other night, and I know that there's lots of accolades and awards that are coming my way, and I'm slated, I think, to get a Presidential Medal of Honor
parade pretty soon.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a parade.
Yeah.
I don't want to humble brag, but I did save someone's life the other night. And
wow.
It's actually Blue and I together.
You worked as
like
a team.
Batman and Robin. Yes, Brian and Blue. Only Robin won't shut the fuck up.
Brian and Blue.
So I don't, you know, I want the emails and the phone calls keep coming. I've had a lot of the Pope called me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those two that are sleeping together on Good Morning of America, Amy Robach and whoever the other one is, they want me to come on the show. But I don't want all the unwanted attention. I was just being a human being, just being a nice guy.
A good Samaritan.
Anybody in my position would have done the same thing. And let me explain, because now people are like, well, what did you do that was so heroic?
Yeah.
I called 911, and that's what I did. The other night, it was New Year's Day, and... Oh, no, it wasn't New Year's Day. Day after New Year's Day.
Okay.
And I'm laying in bed with the children, and I hear Blue barking, as she often does, over absolutely nothing.
Right,
so this
nothing
doesn't
new.
Concern me too much. But I live in a house that has one long hallway. It's just one long hallway from one end of the house to the other, and then the rooms are offset off the hallway. And we have a gate at the end of that hallway to keep the kids from going in or out of a certain part of the house when we are not watching them. So that gate was closed, and I quickly realized in my own head, well, Blue is barking because she wants to come back and sleep with the family. And, you know, most of the time I would just say, whatever, Blue, fuck off. But this time I was like, well, you know, it's the holidays. Maybe I'll let her.
Aww.
I'm just kidding. Of course I let that dog sleep back there.
Yes,
she'd
do.
Fucking bark all night long if I didn't. So I was like, oh, the gate is closed. I should go look and see if, you know, she's probably barking so she can get in. And so when I went to go, I realized the gate was not closed. And she was just laying down on the carpet in the front hallway. And she was like, hoof, hoof, hoof. And I'm like, what in the world is Blue? Why is she making that noise? I'm like, Blue, shut up. What are you doing? Why are you making that noise? And then I hear this horn that honks. Beep, 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 beep. Just like that. Beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, well, a bunch of people had just left my house.
Right.
So I was thinking to myself that
someone
was in trouble. Yeah, something was happening. So I look out I have like this tiny little glass window on my front door. And I look out, and someone is actually parked with their wheels on my grass. I have a pretty busy street in front of my house.
Yes, you
the
do.
Wheels on my grass, and they have their flashers on. And then I hear the horn again, bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, well, that's kind of fucked up. Why is someone just sitting out there honking their horn on this major street, and people are having to drive around them? And I was like, well, they must be either smashed.
Yeah,
there's a medical
drunk.
Emergency. Or they have a car emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Why they're making this honking noise, I don't know. Because if you think for one fucking second that maybe when I was 20 years old,
yeah.
I would have walked out that door to see what was going on, right? I would have had the gusto and the cojones to walk outside and find out for myself exactly what was going on. But it's 2020 fucking 3. I'm not about for one second to go out there unprotected, not knowing what's going on. You don't know what's going to happen.
You didn't recognize the car.
Had no idea who was in there.
Smart man.
Windows are tinted, too.
Oh,
also,
wow.
Right? And it's dark outside. There's no street light right there, so I can't really see what's going on. I can just see the car. And then I noticed that this person is turning on and off their lights, their high beams, their lights. They're like flipping them on and off. The flashers are going on and off. They are spraying the window, the windshield wiper stuff. They're spraying it. They're turning their back windshield wiper on, their front wheel. So now I'm like, well, clearly they're either in distress, they're horribly inebriated, they're just, you know, smashed out of their minds.
Yeah.
Which is what I was. So I kind of communed with them. I was like, well, I guess we're all fucked up right now. And, or they're absolutely insane. I don't know what's going on, but I don't want any part
of it.
It's
kind of scary at this point.
So I call the local police department. I call 911 and I say, hey, listen, I don't know if this is an emergency or not, but there's someone parked out kind of strangely on this major street and they're flipping their lights on and off. They're putting their windshield wipers back and forth and they're honking the horn in a very strange way, like almost jokingly honking the horn. And I said, I just don't know what's going on, but I thought, yeah, I'm going to call it in because I'm not going to be the one to go out there. And the guy on the phone was like, yeah, man, don't go out there.
No.
Yeah, you might get in, you know, you don't never know what's going on. Within 10 seconds of calling 911, the first police officer shows up with, you know, brights, lights, sirens, the whole nine yards, pulls right behind this person, gets out of the car and approaches the driver's side door. Within 30 seconds of the first police officer showing up, a second police officer shows up. And you know the old adage, anybody that has ever been paranoid for one reason or another that the police might be out to look at you. Let's say you have a little weed in the car or you're coming home from the bar one night and you had a few too many or, you know, you got 6 ounces of cocaine stuffed in a teddy bear in the back seat. Whatever the situation is. There's the old adage, and it is almost absolutely true. When the second officer shows up, you are fucked, right?
Yeah.
The first officer, you can deal with. If they're just there to make a traffic stop, and they don't think anything's suspicious, they're probably not going to call another officer. Mm-hmm. When two show up, you're in trouble. And God forbid a third one show up, because that means you're going to jail for sure. They're getting ready to pull you out of the car. The second police officer pulls up in the same direction, like, behind.
Were you guys like glued to the window looking at
this
everything?
Astrid and I turned off the lights in one of the rooms because we didn't want them to know that we know that, you know, we didn't want to be the looky loo.
We're asleep.
Yeah, we're sleeping. Lights are off in the entire house. Astrid and I go in a room. We pull open the curtains, but we don't have the best view. So then we run into another room.
Of course.
But we have this like covering over the window because it's a closet window. So we have this covering over the window on the top half of the window so that people can't look in, you know, and see silhouettes and stuff like that. So now we're looking through the bottom half of the window and we're like trying to angle. I've got my phone out. I'm pressing Zoom. When the second officer arrives, he pulls around the car, bangs a Huey, and then puts his bumper to bumper on the front bumper of this car. And now I'm like,
that's
oh, babe,
crazy.
It's about to get good. Well, Astrid runs down the hallway to get her dad, because her dad's all about this too,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so then we finally...
It's like an episode of Cops
it's
happening
totally
right outside
awesome.
Your door.
I'm doing commentary on the video. And so we finally decide, let's just pop open the very front window, like the foyer window, so that we can all see, we can all have
yes.
a good... At this point, we don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, whatever, you know.
It's happening in your yard.
Yeah, and cops are filmed all the time
right.
in 2023. It's not like they're going to get upset about being... They might get upset about being filmed, but it's clear that you can do that, right? So we're looking out the window, and the only thing I'm thinking to myself is, if someone reaches for a gun, and I tell
right.
Astrid and Daniel this, I'm like, if someone reaches for a gun, hit the floor, right?
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
I mean, if the shooting happens, we are less than 30 feet away from all this action.
Mm-hmm.
So we pop the window. Within a minute of the initial police officer showing up, there are at least 10 cop cars, all with their lights on, all with their brights, you know, that little spotlight focused on this car. And now they're putting flashlights in the window so you can kind of see that there's a lady inside.
Yeah.
She's kind of relaxed. She's in the chillax position in her car, right? She's literally like low riding in the car. And while the cops are talking to her, she's still doing the same thing.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, but she's doing it in this way. This is the sound, you know. Bam, 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 bam,
yeah, that's what bam, my friend bam. Does when he knocks on our door.
Yeah, it's the secret knock, right? It's the secret I need weed to knock. When we used to go to D, when D used to come to the house, he'd be like,
uh-huh.
And then I know. I just leave my door open. I didn't care. So this, they, for 20 minutes, seven or eight police officers are surrounding the car. Most of them have their hands on the holster, right? And I can imagine, you know, you don't know what's going on. Right. And there's one police officer that's just talking to this woman on the driver's side. Everybody else is surrounding the car on the passenger and the back side. They all have flashlights and they're looking inside. So after 20 or 25, and now we are just like in it. We are having a blast.
You've popped popcorn.
We've got the candy bars out. The neighbors are all calling each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So my neighbor calls me.
Next door.
Yeah, I know. live feed from next door. So my neighbor calls me and he goes, "Hey, man." I answer the phone and I go, "I don't have any clue what's going on if you're asking me." And he goes, "Oh, no, just making sure. I saw you guys had a party earlier. I was making sure it wasn't any of your friends." Like, do I really look? Was it really that bad that you assumed that my friend got pulled over directly in front of my house, like as soon as they left? So 25 minutes, adrenaline's rushing, these guys. And then I noticed that across the street, the crazy carpet squash, carpet trunk squash lady, the total Looney Tune that lives across the street.
That's right.
The lady who threw an air conditioning unit out of her third story window because she thought it was broken, but it wasn't plugged in. This lady is standing out there in her nightgown, but she's standing like right on the street. And I'm like, you just don't do that. Like, don't get that close to the action. Eventually, and I don't know what happened because I couldn't exactly see, but I saw the aftermath. And what I assume happened was they smashed the window and they eventually pulled her out of the car. And she was yelling and screaming. She was just, you could hear it in the house. You could hear her yelling and screaming. So I'm like, wow, shit. So after after they get her in the car and they're looking through the car, I start to walk outside, but I'm like, you got to be really careful about approaching police officers in a situation like this. They're all, fucking adrenaline up.
Yeah.
They're all ready they're all ready to shoot something that moves, right? Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that I'm not there's a right way and a wrong way to approach a police officer right after they've been in the middle of a situation like this. And I don't know which either of those ways are. I'm just like guessing. I'm out in my, Lululemon pants out there. And so I walk to my driveway. And so now I'm about 15 feet away. And I'm, "Hey, officer. So what was she? Shithead? Shit faced?" And everyone that was like, a bunch of them were in the car, like searching the car. And they all turn around with their hands on their holsters. And they're like, "Back up, sir. Back up. We'll come talk to you later. Eventually, one of the officers came by, super nice guy. And he was like, "Yeah, so this woman was having an emergency, having a mental emergency. And she was upset about her family and the holidays and her job. She got fired from her job."
He
said, "I talked to her I talked to her for a long time."
Yeah.
"And I tried to get her to come out of the car peacefully." He's like, "But after you give a command 40 times and someone's not listening, I don't really have much of a choice. Yeah, I can't let her drive away."
Right.
"She says she's suicidal. Like, I can't, and she's parked on your lawn." Like, clearly this lady is in no condition to be driving. She's parked on your lawn making the, "Hey, I'm here to get drugs" horn sound. Bam, 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 bam. So he just explained that she was suicidal. Yeah. And then he said, "Well, there's one of two ways that we could do this. We could have just let her go, towed her car and gotten her a ride home." He's like, "If she would have come out of the car peacefully, that's the approach I would have taken." He's like, "But when you pull somebody out of the car, when they're resisting, our commands," he's like, "we really don't have too much of a choice. You got to send her to jail." He goes, "But in this case, sending her to jail is probably the best situation because she can't harm her. There's a less likely chance that she'll harm herself."
Sure.
"And she can be seen by a professional." And so, as the accolades and awards and parades start lining up, I just wanted to make everyone aware that, I am indeed a hero, but I don't want to be treated as such for too much longer. I think we let it go another month, and then after that, we're going to have to calm it down. Yeah,
I'll keep that in mind.
I should rightfully get the credit that I'm due for saving this woman's life, but I don't want it to drag on too long, Hoadley.
Yeah, no.
So send your donation.
We won't let it.
I have a GoFundMe page. Brian and Blue's superhero fund me page.
For new capes.
The commercial break finally did something good for the world.
Wait, does this need to go in the notebook?
Goes in the notebook.
Okay.
Put it in the notebook. GoFundMe page for Brian and Blue.
Okay. I love this.
Get Blue's voice box cut out. I think that surgery is about $2,000. It was a wild and weird situation. Have you ever been in have you been close up to a cop situation like that?
Well,
funny you should ask.
Yes, Yes, I have. But more importantly, Papa Joe, my 90-year-old grandfather, has. And this happened a few years ago. He had one of, if I'm telling the story right, if I remember.
Okay.
He had one of those like black Lincoln Town Cars, the ones that maybe sometimes police would drive back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he had one of those. And this is, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago. And there was some kind of situation going on in his neighborhood.
Okay.
And he was coming back from going out to eat or something and didn't know. And he pulled in and the police are there and they just let him pull on through because they think he's a police. He had the authority to.
Papa Joe
and
is like.
Right on through. To like, his house.
He's like a drunk. And then, he's like the emperor with no clothes. Everyone just treats him with such deference. And he's really just a naked man walking down the street. I mean, I love Papa Joe, don't get me wrong. But no, he gets in and out of all these situations.
He does.
Because he's fucking Papa Joe.
He is. Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
He's just got that kind of personality.
Some people are just born with that. You know what I'm saying? Astrid often says, she'll often say to me, go give them the Brian look.
Right.
Right. And I, you know, not humble bragging, but I don't know. There's a like a way to talk to people, right? Where you like magically touch the inside of their soul. You know, you just be super nice and
that's one of your superpowers.
It is one of my superpowers. And I know it. And it's not manipulative. I'm not faking it. I just think that you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar,
you
right?
You do. That's correct.
I think that's yet another euphemism I've fucked up, but whatever. You get it. So she'll often say, you know, go give him the Brian look. Mm-hmm. And I'll go downstairs because we needed an extra towel in the room, and I'll come back with like the presidential suite in the hotel and free champagne and dinner.
That's like Papa Joe.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I got a first class ticket to Europe for like $26.
I mean, the
just because I asked. Yeah. I asked nicely. Yeah.
The driver's license place just gave a 91-year-old man with one eye.
I know.
A license.
That's unbelievable. Like,
because of the way he talked to them.
Oh, my God.
He was so sweet.
I love it, though. There are people who have this superpower, this magic.
Like, wow.
I've seen a lot of people do it a lot better than I have, too. There are some. I have a mutual friend, my best friend. He has that superpower. But it's kind of like a hippie superpower, you know what I'm saying? It does him well in like, you know, jungles and rainforests and at yoga retreats. He just finds a way to.
He would have it with Jason Momoa.
He's a Jason Momoa. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a very organic version of it, right? And he's just like, yeah, brother. Mm-hmm. Where are you from? And then all of a sudden he's getting, you know, free meals at the steakhouse or at the burrito truck at the fish concert.
He's got that smile, too.
He does, too. Yeah, yeah. And everybody knows him and everybody loves
him.
Even if you don't know Rafa, you know Rafa, right? You know of Rafa. And so, therefore, to be in the presence of Rafa is a great thing.
It is.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s, I was always so amazed by this deference that I guess it's the best word to use that Rafa got from everybody, mm-hmm. and almost none of them knew him. And it was like, how do you? I'm not quite there. I'm a little bit more edgy. I'm, you know, if you get me at the right moment, I got the magic touch. But if you don't get me at the wrong moment, I'm just a crabby old man. Just like
you're a pragmatic pragmatist.
I'm a pragmatic. Yes, I'm a militant hippie, as my ex-wife used to say. But the cop situations, they can be scary, you know.
And
I honestly, with you know, all joking aside, I hope the woman is okay.
I do too.
Sounds like this is one of those situations, like a very illustrative version of the holiday blues. Like, you know,
right.
when you have a bunch of stuff that just goes wrong, and
they
you just
can pile up.
Yeah, like I just imagine to myself that this lady was having such a fucking terrible moment in her life that she had to pull over.
I'm
and
just glad
just
she
was
didn't
like
ram through your house or something.
Or somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So whoever she is, I hope that she gets the help that she needs. And
me
while
too.
I hate to see anybody go to jail because been there, done that, and it fucking sucks. At the same time, you know, I do think maybe not me, but Blue is the hero here, because think about how serendipitous that is,
right.
that Blue all of a sudden just kind of noticed that something was afoot.
She is a guard dog.
She is a guard dog in the worst possible way. You know what I found out about Yorkies? Yorkies used to run around and they would run around the perimeter of like old English countryside homes,
oh,
right?
I
and they would
that.
Be an alert dog. They would like bark if somebody was coming closer, whatever. But then their second function was they would be let in the houses to go eat the mice and chase the mice and rats around the basement. I'm like, it's a rat chasing a rat. That's what's going on there. When I was a I think I've told this story, but I'll repeat it. I think it's worth repeating, quite frankly, Chrissy. It's such a good story. When I was in my 20s, I worked at the local Chili's. And I think I told you that the local Chili's bartender was also the local cocaine dealer for the entire the entirety of the county. Like,
yes.
And what he used to do is you'd like go up to the bar and you'd be like, hey, man, let me get a kid's margarita, right? That's what we used to say. And what he would do is
That's not suspicious at all.
No, not at all. I can't believe. And the managers were so fucking straight-laced. And, you know, I think there's just one thing that people who work in the industry know, and that is a good drug dealer is not necessarily a bad thing to have hanging out at your bar.
Right.
Now, working behind your bar is a different story altogether. But this guy would literally
bring the business.
He would bring the business. He'd come with a pocket full of fucking, you know, half grammers. And if you'd ask him for a kid's margarita, he'd throw it in a kid's cup and then he'd put the lid on and he'd hand it to you. Right? That's what he would do. Uh-huh. This guy would go, I'd watch him go through about 20 kids cups a night. I mean, it was just the most unbelievable thing. So it's Friday night or Thursday, whatever night it is. And we're all hanging out. And, you know, me and a couple of the people that were there, I had a girlfriend. The girlfriend had a twin sister. And then there was a guy who was dating the twin sister. So we're all going to go to the bar that's about, let's call it 5 miles down the street on like a state highway, like a 4-lane with a median in the middle state highway.
Okay.
So I said, hey, listen, let me get a kid's margarita, right? I'm going to get a kid's margarita. We're going to hang out. And I put it in that little tiny little pocket.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Pocket,
the secret pocket up there?
Pocket,
yeah, that's not a secret to anyone.
No.
and I put a straw in there, like a cut-up straw in there, too. We get in the car. I'll never forget. Red Honda Civic hatchback, 1998, circa 1998, right? Those old hatchbacks used to be everywhere. We get in this guy's car, the guy who's dating the twin sister. And then the twins are in their car behind us. And we're leaving. And it's probably midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. We get halfway there. And we're sitting in a major intersection. And there is like a McDonald's. And a Blockbuster and a Piggly Wiggly or whatever, right? A number of stores that are out there. We go through that light, and as soon as we go through that light, I mean, we're not even a half a mile past that light, all of a sudden there is two police officers are riding over the median in our direction, like heading toward us, riding over the median with their lights just come on, and all of a sudden they're riding over the median to cut us off.
What?
And then all of a sudden, there's a number of cop cars behind us.
Oh, my God.
I am fucking freaking.
Of course.
Here's me. What do I do? Do I roll down the window? Do I throw it out? Do I just scream that I'm sorry I did some cocaine and please let me go? Or what do I do? Like, how do I handle this situation?
Oh, you get that stomach drop.
Oh, my God. Chrissy, I've never been so scared in my entire life as this moment. Because, listen, hitting your neighbor's mailbox with a baseball bat is one thing, right? But getting caught with like a major narcotic is a different thing altogether.
It is.
All of a sudden, now that there's two or three spotlights that are in the, you know, going through the hatchbacks, and I am frozen still. And I don't remember a lot of talking between this guy and I, but what I do remember is him turning to me and saying,
We're
do you have anything on you? He didn't know. He didn't know I had this on me. But he turns to me and he says,
surprise.
Do you have anything on you? And I'm like, I didn't say a word. I was like, and he's like, just do what they ask.
Yeah.
Just do what they ask. And I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. What am I going to do? I'm surrounded by 40 fucking Georgia State Patrol officers.
Yeah.
Jump out of the window. Yeah. What if I'm just like climbing out of the passenger window and digging into my pocket at the same time? I didn't do it. I think I saw a deer high on cocaine. He's going that way. So all of a sudden, this is what you hear.
Driver, put your hands outside of the window. Open the door. Do not make any sudden movements.
And then, so he gets out. He does what they ask.
Put your hands on your head. Walk backwards toward the sound of my voice.
They're doing what's called a felony stop. And that means they are so nervous about what's going on in the car, they want you out of the car and on the ground before they're going to do anything else.
How did they know about Chili's?
Passenger, Brian, we know about the kid's margarita. Hand it to me and forget this ever happened. Where can we find more kids' margaritas? It's Friday night. We're all bored.
So then they do the whole number with me, and I walk back. the police officer, then two police officers grab me. They put me on their car, right? And they're searching me. But, you know, one of them is searching me and one of them is kind of holding my hands up there. And the guy in the driver was getting the same thing on another car. But I'm not thinking about that guy because all I'm thinking about is how I already used my call to call my dad and he's never going to bail me out of jail and I'm totally fucked. And I really don't want to spend the night in a jail tonight. And I'm just scared shitless.
Of course you are.
So he's patting me down. And as he's coming up, he feels the straw and he pulls it out. And then he digs into my pocket again, and then he pulls out the baggie, and it's in his hand like this, and he flashes his flashlight like this, and then he puts his flashlight back down, and he puts the straw and baggie down back in my pants, and he says, you need to sit in the back of this car, and he, without handcuffing me, puts me in the back of the car.
But he put it back into
into my pants. Chrissy, the Brian look. I don't know what happened, but then they spend the next 15 minutes searching the car. However long it is, feels like 15 minutes, right? And I am like, holy shit, do I grab this and like put it out? Do I put it on the floor? Do I step on it? Do I eat it? Do I do something with it? And I just decided no, right? I'm just, whatever the consequences are. It's my dumb ass. I got to live with the consequences. So another officer opens the door, name, you know, birth date, blah, 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 blah. 10 more minutes, comes back. And I'm like, what is going on, officer? And he's like, I'll tell you in a few minutes. Sit back there. I'm going to run your name. No one's in the car with me. And then finally, the officer who had put me in the back of the car comes out. And he said, Mr. Green, come here. And I stood up and I got out. He said, stand against the car. And he takes his flashlight and he puts it directly into my eyes.
Yeah.
And he goes, we stopped you tonight because someone in a red hatchback, just strong-armed with a gun, robbed that Blockbuster that you guys traveled on. And there were two people involved in it. And it was the same description as this car. And we thought it was you.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, now, I'm going to tell you something. Where are you going? And I was like, we were just going down to the bar, like this, you know, bar, whatever bar. And he says, no, you're not. You're going to go back to your house or to their home or wherever. You're going to go straight there. You're not going to stop. And you're not going to be back out on these streets tonight. Mm-hmm. And you're going to consider yourself extraordinarily lucky this evening. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
Yes,
yes I do. Yes. And yes, I'm like, yes, I do. And he's like, because I could take you to jail, but I'm not going to because you're not the people we pulled over.
Right.
I don't have cause. Right. And I was like, okay. And so then I jumped back in the car. 2 days later, I'm bartending in the afternoon at the Chili's and two of these police officers come to eat. Right? Two police officers. And I think one of them was there, but I didn't recognize the other one. But, you know, I'm blah, 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 blah. And the officer goes, hey, you were one of the guys that got pulled over the other night, weren't you? And I was like, yeah, actually I was. You know, it was two of us. We were wearing our Chili shirts. So he's like, yeah. And the other officer goes, oh, yeah, we heard about that in our debrief, you know? And I was like, yeah. And the one officer who I don't think was there looked up at me and he goes, were you the guy with the thing in the pocket? And I just kind of laughed. I was like nervously, like,
I don't know.
Who, me? And he goes, yeah, you're one lucky son of a bitch. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. And he goes, yeah, you really got a break there. And I was like, no, I understand. He's like, I just want you to understand how lucky you were. And I was like, I totally understand.
God.
It's also scary. Like police officers can change your life. And for a lot of people out there, there's a lot of reason to be scared of cops, even if they're doing absolutely nothing wrong. We're talking about, you know, black people and people who have traditionally been handled differently, right?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and we can all speculate on that. But if you've ever been involved with a police officer in any kind of meaningful way and an interaction like that, you understand you have no fucking control over what happens
next.
No,
you don't.
None.
You're at the mercy of them.
So the cop's sitting there for like, you know, 30 minutes afterwards and the tow truck comes and whatever. He's just sitting there out there with his lights on.
This is the situation
that just happened. And I just want to say that like Astrid says, why is he still sitting out there? And I said, because and they had the lady in the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, don't they want to get her to jail? And I was like, listen, once you're in the back of a car, it doesn't like, no one's looking to accommodate you. No one's going to take you to jail quickly so you can take a seat somewhere comfortable. No one. Because you know what? They don't have to. Number one. Number two, they have 75,000 forms to fill out. And number three, honestly, the back of the police car is the most peace and quiet you're going to get for a long time.
True.
So just let it happen.
Yeah.
It's a horribly nerve-wracking thing to go through. And yeah. And so I now do all of my kids' margaritas here in the comfort of the Commercial Break Studios. Located at...
Oh, my God.
Found the most 90s thing I've ever found. Hello, all my friends out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Commercial Break. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world, 855-TCB-8383. Make sure to visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Full episodes air a few days after they do here on the audio feed, and starting in season 4, the same day. You can go to the TCB Podcast website at tcbpodcast.com, hear all the audio, and watch all the video. You can also contact us all from tcbpodcast.com. Please follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and feel free to use our specialized URLs and or codes when you hear them on the commercials. Speaking of those sponsors, let's take a moment, hear from them, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. I found a string of commercials from the 90s that is so 90s, it's just 90s. Like, you can't.
I love the 90s.
I love the 90s too. And I love reminiscing about the 90s. And so I found two things. I found a string of commercials, just pure 90s crazy commercials. And then I found a television show that broadcast for just, I think, 3 episodes that you'll probably never remember. But let's get to the first one on this episode, okay. And then we'll travel back in time and watch the other one. I don't even want to give it away because I don't want to, you know, mislead people on that we're going to do this today. But would you like to take a look and reminisce on some 90s commercials?
Well, I would love to.
Okay. Well, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do, my friend Chrissy.
Fantasies, live talk, personal dreams. Try them now. Find out how. Call toll-free. Women's Fantasies, Wild Desires. Dial 1-800-926-2200.
Women's Fantasies, Wild Desires.
Fantasies. All right.
It's just like, how objectifying can you get? I mean, I realize this still happens today, but Women's Fantasies, Wild Desires. Call now.
Live, one-on-one. Dial 1-800-926-2200. Get personal...
And wild desires.
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm super horny.
Oh, yeah, I bet you are. Take that big cock out, start smacking it. What kind of fantasy do you have?
I have a fantasy that's like maybe a more female voice.
I am a female, you asshole. What do you need?
I just want to get off.
I'm going to get you off. Don't you worry about it. Just hold on for 5 to 10 minutes while I transfer you. $1.99 a minute.
That's what happened in those phone calls. Because I made a few of them, and that's what happens.
Contacts with personal dreams. Dial 1-800-926-2200. Fantasies, live talk, personal dreams. Try them now. Find out how. Call toll-free. Dial 1-800-926-2200.
This is an actual toll-free number. I don't believe that to be toll-free
for
a second.
No, I remember those. They would rope you in.
And then they would transfer you.
Yeah. That was a trick.
Yeah.
They started doing because those 900 numbers started getting in trouble.
Those people made so much
There's a whole podcast
money.
About that. And about I listened to it. The 900
90s, numbers. The 900 numbers?
Yes,
is there really?
So good.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I'd love to talk to them. We should reach out. I'd love to have them on the show.
Adults over 18
WAB Community Board.
Nothing like a community board.
Community Bulletin Board.
A bulletin board.
Spring at the Akron Zoological Park's opening day. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 5. With egg hunts for the children beginning at 1 p.m.
Jenny Thomas's birthday is tomorrow, 93 years old. Head on down to 44 Wacker Street for a great party with cake and cake you can eat without your dentures.
Medina County Park naturalist Paul Salduti will present a program entitled Searching for the Timberdoodle, beginning its...
Is a timber noodle?
I don't know.
Searching for the timber noodle.
Now, we might need to do a show on that.
If there's a timber noodle, I want to know about it. Because if there's a timber noodle, it belongs on the commercial break. Yes. If timber noodle is a thing, I want to know about it. If you know that of anything related to timber noodles, please write in.
7 p.m. at Hidden Hollow Park. Call 722-9364. The Cleveland JC's 7th Annual Easter Carnival will be held on Saturday, April 10th from noon to 4 p.m. at the University Center Building lobby at Cleveland State.
Anytime that you have to advertise on the community bulletin board about what's happening, like if your only form of getting the word out is the community bulletin board, you're sure to not get a crowd at this thing. When you have no
marketing budget.
When you're a professor and you're giving a you're giving a speech on timber doodles. What the fuck is a timber doodle?
I don't know. It was a naturalist that was giving that talk.
Is he going to do it in the nude?
It might.
He's a naturist or a naturalist?
We did that whole episode, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
We did. Yeah. One of my dreams is for the commercial break to visit Hedonism to do episodes from Hedonism.
The event is for children aged 2 to 10 and their families. It's free and open to the public.
You mean they're not charging for the timber doodle speech? What a missed opportunity. I love Channel 43's community bulletin
board.
They sell for less than Sun Tea.
The music was rocking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like, I mean, this is like 90s gold right here. Listen to this. Listen to this guy.
Fretter says they sell for less than Sun TV. Shame on you, Fretter. Who are you trying to fool? Your artificially contrived prices don't represent an accurate comparison with Sun's everyday low prices. Just ask any...
Wow, that's like... that's
who you trying to fool?
Who you trying to fool? I mean, honestly, what kind of argument is going on here?
I don't know.
Between Sun appliances and television and better and wetter is better or letter is better? I don't know.
Fetter. Sun shopper.
Fetter is better? Is that what it said?
Fretter is better? I don't think so. Sun is the best. Even though Fretter says they're better, I would say definitely go to Sun.
It's never better to shop at Fretter.
Sun TV in...
What's so bad about Fretter?
I mean, they are dissing Fretter.
Fretter is apparently has a bad name in the community. Like, to actually put a television commercial together talking about your competition like that, it seems like you would want to take the higher road and just say Sun Televisions and Appliances. First of all, Sun Television and Appliances, I can guarantee, is not around
business.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why bust on Fretter? Personally, I'm a Fretter guy, if you ask me. Chrissy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see Home Depot.
Fretter is better.
Screw Lowe's.
Yeah, I know.
They're terrible.
Those asshole at Lowe's.
Home Depot's President's Day sale is starting tomorrow. Don't go to Lowe's. They'll molest you. Lowe's killed your grandmother. Come to Home Depot. Lowe's is the reason for global warming. Come to Home Depot's President's Day sale. We heard about a guy losing an arm in the self-checkout at Lowe's. Lowe's, your arm will be gone.
I guess we're not getting that Lowe's buy in 2023,
no,
huh?
Maybe not.
It's comparison. You be the judge. Time was, you filed your tax return, then waited 6 to 8 weeks for your refund. Well, those days are gone. Thanks to ABC's Rush Refund.
Those days are gone. Now we rip you off by charging 15% commission on any money you might get back.
I love that they built a whole spider web over the guy.
Over the guy. There was a guy sitting at a phone and then a spider web. 6 to 8 weeks. Like, as if that's a really long time. First of all, second of all, the hair and makeup budget on this commercial is out of control. Third of all, these places, they'll rip you off.
Yeah.
You go there and ask. I mean, I know, I realize it's a great service for a lot of people, but I
not
did it.
Really.
Yeah, I know.
Not in the long run.
They charge you 22% or something like that.
They take a huge chunk.
Yeah, and then if it's different, like if the tax return comes back different and like they didn't owe you as much money, then they're coming after you for that money. It's fucked up.
Tax return into fast cash with ABC's Rush Refund Loan. Turn your tax refund into fast cash in as little as 3 days. We'll even prepare your federal tax return for free. Why wait? Call your nearest ABC check cashing location at 663-4901.
Damn, was before they had to have any disclaimer at the bottom about anything.
About nothing. Now it's all disclaimers.
It was a bait and switch.
Yeah, now all you have to... Now, like, even Instagram, you know, posers or whatever they call them now, influencers or whatever, they all have to put disclaimers on their shit, yeah, too. And I think to some degree, they should have to, yes, right? It's like, you know, we do commercials and we do them so they sound like commercials, so it's clear that it's a commercial. But there are, it's like, if you couldn't get away with this today, no, you couldn't just say whatever you wanted to say. And you couldn't certainly smash your competition, like, you know, whatever it is. Wetter is better because I go to Fredder.
That's 663-4901.
Does hair make a difference? You bet it does. You've seen our competitors' commercial on TV. You may have even paid their ridiculously high prices. Bio Hair and Scalp Clinic will give you the same procedures they do and save you 30.
Bio Hair and Scalp Clinic takes your real pubic hair and puts it directly on top of your head. Look at the difference.
Come get this cheap head of hair.
Come get this merkin. We'll face it onto your head.
Don't splurge on. Don't splurge on any real looking hair.
Yeah, don't worry about it. As long as something's on your head, something here at Bio Hair and Men's Erection Problem Clinic, we say something's better than nothing. We take the pubic hair from the last client and put it on your head.
Always wanted a
Can
perm.
Can you imagine if you do that? Like a pubic hair Ponzi scheme?
Don't give anybody ideas.
I know. They're like taping hair on this guy's head. And they're like, before you leave, Mr. Better, Mr. Wetter. By the way, love your appliance store. I just need to shave your pubic hair for the next client. I think I have a business idea here. Yeah.
40%. See what you look like with a full head of hair before paying any money. If you don't like the appearance, you don't have to pay. Our competitors won't do that.
Call. Our competitors won't put other people's pubic hair on your head, but we will.
Wait, I have to love that this guy has a newspaper that's called
Hair Loss Facts.
There's a whole publication.
Hair Loss Facts Daily. I know. Well, the golden age of newspaper is certainly over, because in the 90s, there was Hair Loss Facts Daily.
Now, and receive this free newspaper on Hair Loss Facts. No, I'm not the president. I'm just one very satisfied customer.
What? What a tagline.
The other competitor was the guy that says, I'm not just a customer, I'm the president.
Yeah, I'm the president. Oh,
remember
okay,
that?
Got it. Yeah.
See the fabulous gospel musical, The Living Cross, at the State Theater April 9th and 10th. Tickets on sale at the Playhouse box office or call...
What I love about this particular, like all these commercials strung together, is it's such a time capsule. It's like in the 90s, especially in the early 90s. First of all, the resolution is horrible. How you can't read anything. You can't see anybody's face
clearly. There's no area code.
There's zero area codes on any of the phone numbers. There's no disclaimers. But everything is done so cheaply... Mm-hmm. Which back then probably seemed like a miracle they could even get it done whatsoever. Just to be on TV was a big deal. Right now, I mean, honestly, if you had a commercial on TV, it would be like, whatever, unless it was like the Super Bowl or something like that. But it's such like a time capsule of where we were in the world, right? And I just love it. And again, if you have to advertise on a station like this, you're probably not doing too well in the first place.
1-6000.
Put it on the line.
They even do advertisements about trains. What is this?
I don't know. It's just a train ride.
Yeah. A train ride with a phone number. If you like trains, call us now.
Call for reservations before it disappears.
That train had like five cars.
That
looked very long.
Well, because they're doing their advertising on WAEB 43, which by the way was UHF, not VHF, so it wasn't even the good channels, it was just the bad ones. All right, so listen, we'll do more of that. We'll do more 90s. We'll get to it. I took up the whole conversation with my police story. I'm trying to calm people down. All the hero worship's getting old.
Well, I mean, you can't help it, Brian. I mean, it's just who you are.
Can't help it. Fredder is better. Makes me wetter. You'll go blind shopping at Lowe's. Come to Home Depot. Lowe's is killing puppies in the backyard. I can't believe people got away with that. It's
I know, and then it says judge for yourself. Like, well, why? How are you supposed to judge for yourself? They're telling you not to go.
There. Yeah, if I can't get there, what am I going to do? How am I supposed to know? They're killing puppies in the backyard. All right, so I know it's getting toward the end of season three. We've had a great time. It's been a wonderful journey. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We're coming back fresh and rested in the first full week of February for season number four. We're winding down. I'm going to go have a baby.
Yes, you are.
And I'll take a few weeks with my kid. Yeah, I'm excited to meet her, too. I'll be the first one that meets her. Well, the doctor will be the first one, and then I'll be the second one that meets her. And I'm super excited. So we feel very grateful and blessed to have everybody that's been listening over this period of time. Thank you for visiting our sponsors. We got wonderful feedback from our Lululemon commercials and our Jordan Harbinger commercials, and I know that they've been running for a long time, so I'm so sorry about that. But I promise, fresh sponsors, fresh content, fresh ideas, season number four, first week in February. If you'd like to get a hold of us, if you have any content ideas, comments, questions, concerns, if you have any ideas for the show, how we could be better, how we could possibly do worse, feel free to call us, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us, leave us a voicemail. It's not a spam text message line. I will respond. We will respond. We promise. TCBpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and you can do the same thing. You can also watch all the video and listen to all the audio. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak is where you go to see full episodes a couple days after they air. And in season number four, the exact same day they air in audio. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Technology. Just catching up with us. All right. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you, Chrissy.
I love you.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to
and
you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say we must say.
Goodbye.